With oil prices now at a six-year low, oil companies have been idling hundreds of drilling rigs. For the wells that remain active, the key is getting more out of less. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports on how these producers are using new technologies to chase oil thousands of feet below the Earth's surface.
Well, welcome. It's terrific to have such a great crowd here.
At the recent Vail Global Energy Forum in Colorado,
how do we make, simply put, better wells?
That was the million-dollar question from Halliburton's Jim Brown and other oil executives here on a panel about innovation in hydraulic fracturing. Here's the moderator, Mark Zoback, a geophysicist from Stanford University.
What's been lacking is an improvement in our knowledge of how these complicated reservoirs work.
Zoback says that since the beginning of the oil and gas boom, there's always been a push for innovation and greater efficiency. Until recently, the emphasis has been above ground, and it's worked. For example, in many oil fields, the time it takes to drill a well has been cut in half over the past few years.
And there's sort of an attitude that at a sufficient price, if you drill enough wells and do enough frack jobs, then, you know, you're going to make money.
That was then, this is now. Producers aren't drilling as many new wells, so they're starting to focus underground, using new methods to find the areas richest in oil, known as sweet spots.
So if you look at Halliburton, we spend about $750 million a year on R&D.
Halliburton's Jim Brown says his company is now diverting most of its research and development budget to improving efficiency below ground.
Again, simply put, how do we get more out of each well?
In Wyoming, an energy services company called WellDog has just received a shipment of products that could be part of the answer. CEO John Pope leads me into their brand new warehouse.
Hey, look busy.
Where we come across a lanky Australian draped on the couch.
This is Mike Seifert.
Just in from WellDog's Australian office.
So we've brought Mike over to support the WatchDog business as it really gets going.
The watchdog business is one of WellDog's products. Yes, they're really working that canine metaphor. Watchdog is made up of a sensor that collects data deep underground that's then sent up to a computer via thousands of feet of cable.
That information can be used by the operators to do things such as indicate whether the well is healthy.
As well as things like where to frack and where not to frack. These days, that sort of information is in high demand. Last year, the company almost doubled its U.S. workforce, and sales of the Watchdog product so far this year are already more than three times what they were for all of 2014. John Pope says while this sort of so-called downhole technology isn't entirely new, the scramble to offset low oil prices is.
In boom times, optimizing can lead to increased profits. In challenging times, optimizing can lead to the difference between profits and no profits.
It's too early to really know if all this technology and money is going to wrestle significantly more oil from the rocks. But consider this. Although the U.S. rig count is down more than 40% since this time last year, last month, overall crude production in the U.S. was up. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Patterson.